Hello and welcome to Pop Puzzle Trivia. I am your host and music enthusiast, James Lampkin. Thank you for tuning in for our 10-minute music quiz. We'll be testing your knowledge of popular music across 3 rounds and 15 questions or clues. Play how you feel, whether that is on your own or against some others. Our 3 rounds today will be hits of the 80s, TV theme tunes, and Who Am I? For those keeping score, the maximum number of points available for this episode is 15. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Pop Puzzle Trivia. You can learn about pop trivia and share your scores with other players. Also, feel free to pause throughout if you need to give yourself more time to think. As per usual, we go through all the answers at the end of the episode. Get ready and good luck.
Round 1.
In round 1 today, put on your favorite mixtape as we travel back to the music of the 1980s. We have 5 questions, all about hit songs and artists from the 1980s. 1 point is available for each correct answer. Here we go. Question 1. In 1985, American band Starship declared, "We built this city on what?" Question 2. In 1984, German band Nina sang a song about how many red balloons? Question 3. Simple Minds' 1985 hit Don't You Forget About Me notably featured on the soundtrack of which teen film? Question 4. On a 1988 comeback hit, the Beach Boys sang about going to which title holiday destination? Question 5. Van Halen got a 1984 hit with a song that shares its name with which Central American country? That's it for round 1.
Round 2.
For round 2 today, we're talking TV. Every great TV show has a memorable TV theme tune to keep you coming back and maybe not hitting that skip intro button on Netflix. You'll get 5 clues about famous TV theme songs, and your job is to correctly identify the TV show. 1 point is available for each correct answer. Now, let me tell you about these theme songs. Question 6. The theme song for this spooky family has endured over multiple TV shows between the 60s and today, with the song well known for its finger clicks. Question 7. Canadian rockers The Bare Naked Ladies provided the theme song to this show with rapid-fire lyrics about the timeline of the history of the universe. Question 8. Come On, Get Happy served as the theme song for this 70s show, which centered around a traveling musical family. Question 9. Regina Spektor's You've Got Time served as the theme tune to this 2010s prison drama. Question Question 10. The original theme song of this 70s hit TV show was Bill Haley and his Comets rocking around the clock. But by season 3, it had changed to a song sharing the same title as the TV show. That's it for round 2. Get ready for the final round.
Round 3.
Round 3 is Who Am I? You're going to receive a series of clues about a famous music artist. As each clue will reveal more information, the sooner you can identify the answer, the more points you're going to get. Give yourself 5 points if you can get it from just one clue, and progressively down to only 1 point if you get it on the last clue. Here we go. Clue number 1. I was born on the 18th of December, 1975, in Adelaide, Australia. Clue 2. Following high school, I got my start in music in the 90s as a vocalist for a local jazz band called Crisp, although the band would cease to exist by the end of 1997. Clue 3. I released a debut solo album in 1997, but with little fanfare. I relocated to London, where I most notably worked with the group 07, and got my first solo hit single with Taken for Granted in the year 2000. Clue 4. I became a pop star with a cult following for most of the 2000s, with modest hits in the UK and my native Australia. However, everything changed in 2011, when I collaborated with David Guetta on the song Titanium. Clue 5. My hit singles include Chandelier, Elastic Heart, and Cheap Thrills. That is all our rounds complete. We'll be right back after this break to reveal the answers. And welcome back. I have all the answers ready to go right in front of me. First up, it is the hits of the 1980s. Question 1. We built this city on rock and roll. The track, whilst extremely popular to this day, has been rated the worst song of the 80s by Rolling Stone and the worst song of all time by GQ. Not everybody has that. Question 2. 99 Red Balloons. The original 1983 version was 99 Luftballons in German, which is more like air balloons than red balloons. Question 3. The Breakfast Club. The demo of the track was initially turned down by Simple Minds, along with other hit makers like Brian Ferry and Billy Idol. Question 4. Kokomo. The track was a huge comeback hit for the Beach Boys, sending them to number one for the first time in over 20 years. Question 5. Panama by Van Halen. Although singer David Lee Roth confirmed that the song is actually about a car, not the country. Continuing on to round 2, TV theme tunes. We gave you some clues and we're looking for the correct TV show. 1 point is available for each correct answer. Question 6. That was The Addams Family with its famous clicks. Question 7. The Big Bang Theory. Question 8. The Partridge Family. Whilst the family were fictional, their recordings led to a string of hit songs and albums in the early 70s. Question 9. Orange is the New Black. Regina Spektor penned the song after watching some pre-release footage of the first few episodes. Question 10. Happy Days. The song was released as a single in 1976 at the end of the third season and reached the top 10 in the USA. For our final round today, you were looking to identify a music artist from our Who Am I clues. The correct answer was Sia. Give yourself between 1 and 5 points if you got that correct, depending on how many clues you used. How did you score today? Remember, the maximum total points for this episode was 15. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Pop Puzzle Trivia. If you did, please be sure to subscribe, follow the podcast, or tell a friend. You can follow the show on Instagram at Pop Puzzle Trivia. Jump on and let us know how you scored for this episode. You can also support the show by leaving us a lovely review on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. It helps others to discover this content. This episode was written, produced, and edited by James Lampkin. That is me. We hope to see you again soon for another round of trivia.